may remember all the talk before the midterm elections about whether or not the GOP chairman, Michael Steele, would have to resign. And everyone said, no, 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 not until the elections are over. Well, it turns out that the embattled chairman of the RNC has plans to run again. Since he was elected to the position in 2009, his chairmanship has been troubled, to say the least. Some of the largest criticisms he's gotten have been from Republicans and conservative pundits, actually. Here's Steele actually firing back at Republican critics back in January.
That's why we've lost in the past. And I'm telling him, I'm looking him in the eye and said, I've had enough of it. If you don't want me in the job, fire me. But until then, shut up. Get with the program or get out of the way.
Let's talk about the future of Michael Steele and the RNC. We have Ron Christie with us, a Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and author of Acting White, The Curious History of a Racial Slur. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Celeste. Nice to join you.
Well, first of all, let's talk about why Michael Steele draws so much criticism, especially among members of the Republican Party. What is he doing that people don't like?
Well, I think the traditional job of a party chairman, be it the Republican or Democratic Party chairman, is to go out, inspire the base, raise funds, and otherwise stay largely out of sight. And unlike previous RNC chairs who have done just that, Michael Steele has been a lightning rod almost from the beginning. The fundraising of the RNC has been somewhat lackluster, and the money that they have raised has been diverted to some very questionable purposes, be it a strip place in Southern California, be it the chairman deciding to hire one of his former personal aides at a house in Florida. A lot of people are scratching their heads and saying, just like all other Americans, we have to tighten our belts and be very, very fiscally responsible. There's been a sense that the RNC has really been a spending disaster the last year or so.
But to a certain extent, I mean, you don't buy, I guess, the idea that all publicity is good publicity.
I don't, particularly for a party chair. And this comes from someone I've known, Michael Steele, and I've been friends with him for over a decade. But I think many Americans would be hard-pressed to name the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Of course, the outgoing governor, former Governor Timothy Kaine from Virginia. But that's just the point, Celeste, that he has drawn a lot of attention to himself and drawn a lot of attention to the Republican Party in a negative manner. And it's leaving many of the 168 voters of the RNC who have to decide the fate of the current chairman as to whether they'll be the next chairman, as to whether or not he's the right person to lead heading into a presidential election cycle.
Well, let's talk about his fate. Clearly, if he's deciding to run again, he must feel like there's a relatively good chance he can get reelected. Do you think he'll hold on to his seat?
I don't. I think the latest indications I've taken a look at over the last, say, 12 hours or so are that Michael has somewhere between 40 to 60 of the 168 votes that he'll need to be reelected. And if you're getting 40 to 60 votes and you've got a vote coming in early January, it seems to me it's going to be a pretty short turnaround for him to pick up those votes that he'll need. And frankly, I think that there is a clamor for new leadership across the country, not just in Washington, D.C., but across the country for the type of leader that we'll have heading into the next cycle that can hopefully regain control of the Senate as well as regain control of the White House.
But here's the thing, Ron Christie. One of the reasons that people say that Michael Steele got his position as the chairman of the Republican National Committee in the first place was part of an effort by the Republican Party to reach out to minorities, to reach out to communities that they previously in the past haven't had a lot of connections with. So is it going to cause further problems from the RNC if he loses his job?
Well, you know, as you threw out in the tease, I'm the author of a new book called Acting White. And I'm very concerned when people start looking at individuals' candidacies or people look at their qualifications based on the color of their skin rather than the content that they bring to the table. Michael Steele, I think, has been a very good ambassador, not adversary. He's been a very good ambassador to try to bridge communities of color and bring people involved in the political process who have not been previously involved. But I would also say that about my friend Ken Nellman, a previous chairman who spent significant amounts of time in not only communities of color, but also reaching out to folks in the Jewish community and other faiths. And so I say Would he be a problem for the Republicans if he were defeated as chairman due to his race? No, I think not. I think it would show, frankly, the strength of the Republican Party that we could elect our first African-American chairman and decide, is this chairman in the best interest of the party, or is it better for us to move in a different direction?
All right. So, Ron Christie, if not Michael Steele, then who? Who do you think would replace him as the chairman of the RNC if Michael Steele does not get reelected?
Well, there's several candidates out there who are running. My personal favorite is Maria Sino. Maria has been a Washington insider and one who certainly knows not only how to raise money, but also to stay out of the headlines. She is a tremendously talented administrator and one who I think could take the party in a very, very positive direction heading into 2012. But then again, Michael Steele has not yet had his chance to make his case. I just question his candidacy and whether that's the right thing for the party. But I'm going to be very curious to hear in the coming weeks how Michael will detail why he should retain his job and why, if he's given another two-year tenure, that it'll be good for the party. And these are the vigorous debates I think that are important to have. I just think that it's time for Michael Steele to hop along and allow someone else the opportunity to have the reins of leadership at the RNC.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and author of Acting White, The Curious History of a Racial Slur.